It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Former U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald has a new job. Fitzgerald plans to join Skadden, Arps, Slate, Mahar, and Flom LLP. Fitzgerald will become a partner in the corporate law firm's Chicago office on October 29th. During his tenure as U.S. Attorney, Fitzgerald gained recognition for leading investigations into terrorism and organized crime, as well as the prosecutions of two Illinois governors. He stepped down as the top federal prosecutor in Chicago earlier this year. Fitzgerald says he picked Skadden over other large firms because of its global reach and the opportunity to do some public interest work. Early voting begins today in Illinois. Macon County Clerk Stephen Bean said early voting will take place in his county at the county office building in Decatur. Bean is expecting a busy election season.
People got to realize that once early voting starts, that things, the amount of people you have increases dramatically. We've already had 1,900 people vote in our office using no excuse absentee voting and also using the grace period.
Bean says more than 7,000 Macon County voters used absentee early and grace period voting in 2008. People simply need to show a photo ID to cast an early ballot in the state of Illinois. More details are available at will.illinois.edu. Chicago election officials are also expecting heavy early voting traffic. Chicago Election Board Chairman Langdon Neal says he thinks early voting this year will match or exceed 2008's record count. Illinois voters will be able to weigh in during next month's election on a constitutional amendment that would make it tougher to raise public employees' pensions. As Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers reports, the candidates in Illinois' 52nd State Senate both have concerns about the proposal.
To raise employees' retirement benefits, the amendment would require 3/5 vote from the General Assembly instead of a simple majority. Lawmakers overwhelmingly voted to put the issue on the November ballot, but Democratic State Senator Mike Frericks of Champaign voted against it.
I believe in a democracy where the majority rules, and I think that we need to be careful when we start increasing things to supermajorities that basically give power to minorities.
Frericks also says the amendment isn't specific enough, and he's worried voters won't have enough knowledge about the plan before voting for it. His opponent in the 52nd state Senate race has some of those same concerns. Republican John Bamanac recently filed a lawsuit to get the issue tossed off the November ballot, saying the wording of the amendment is confusing and deceptive.
Even if this amendment gave me everything I wanted in state government, I would oppose it, because on a ballot, you need to play it straight.
And both supporters and critics of the measure agree that the amendment doesn't address the state's $83 billion pension deficit. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
The Illinois Supreme Court has overturned the prison sentence of a man who refused to testify at a murder trial. Even though the murderer was convicted, the judge sent the reluctant witness to prison for 20 years. Illinois Public Radio's Brian Mackey has more.
Terrell Geiger has said he was present when two fellow gang members plotted to kill a man in Kankakee. This was back in 1999. Geiger's testimony helped send one of those men to prison for life, but he wasn't asked to testify against the other man until years later. This was 2008, and this time Geiger refused to testify. The trial ended in a murder conviction anyway, but the judge sentenced Geiger to 20 years in prison for contempt. Geiger's lawyer, Fletcher Hamill, says that's way longer than similar cases in the law books.
There's actually two cases from quite a while ago, both where people refused to testify in murder cases and received 6 months.
By a vote of 6-1, the Supreme Court found 20 years to be unreasonably excessive. It sent the case back to Kankakee for the judge to impose a new sentence. Geiger's closing in on having served 3 years of his prison term. His lawyer says if the judge doesn't think that's long enough, another appeal is likely. I'm Brian Mackey.
A former Urbana City employee claims a developer is falling short on his pledge to redevelop an old downtown hotel. Primary mayoral candidate Les Stratton also says Xiaojin Wan has failed to give city officials a hard deadline as to when everything at the Urbana Landmark Hotel would be completed. Urbana has loaned more than $1 million to Wan, with another $400,000 committed the next 2 years. Wan now expects to open the hotel late this year with 45 rooms finished rather than all 128. Stratton says the city should hold a public hearing to learn what happened since the initial agreement 2 years ago.
If they allow his clock to start ticking, then how long before we actually get a revenue source out of it? There's no restaurant, there's no bar, and there's no convention center, and there's only less than half of the 128 rooms open. How much revenue are you going to get off of 45 rooms?
Urbana Chief of Staff Mike Monson defends Juan's efforts and the delays involved in finishing the 1920s era hotel. He says the former Lincoln Hotel was close to being demolished when Juan started. Monson says the initial 45 rooms should be open within a few weeks, but he also expects the remaining rooms and other facilities to be finished in 2013. 16 Illinois high school students are meeting in Springfield this week to advise the State Board of Education about student concerns. The Student Advisory Council will meet for the first time this year, this school year, tomorrow and Wednesday. The council has 11 new members. Federal officials expect their investigation into this weekend's derailment of a passenger train going from Chicago to Pontiac, Michigan, to take 6 months to a year to complete. Two of the Amtrak train's locomotives and at least one of its coaches derailed Sunday in southwestern Michigan, just north of the Indiana border. About a dozen people were injured, but none seriously. In sports, it's win or go home for the St. Louis Cardinals and San Francisco Giants. The decisive Game 7 of the National League Championship Series gets underway at 7:07 Central Time tonight. The winner of tonight's game will take on the Detroit Tigers in the World Series starting Wednesday. Kyle Loesch will be on the mound for the Redbirds. Loesch has a 1.96 ERA and 3 postseason starts this year. San Francisco will counter with Matt Cain, who lost to the Cards in Game 3 of the NLCS. In the National Football League, the Chicago Bears will take on the Detroit Lions in a Monday night game at Soldier Field. The opening kickoff is at 7:30. The Bears are seeking their fourth straight win. And Illini fans will get their first glimpse of the school's basketball team this season when the players hold the annual Orange and Blue inter-squad scrimmage at Assembly Hall. Coach John Gross says he expects everyone to play hard, and the scrimmage will give him the chance to see how different players play together. Illinois hits the court for its regular season opener on November 9th against Colgate. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.